Today, I'm really excited to share presentation skills. This is good for you whether you're a leader, whether you work and have to give presentations at work, regardless of your positions, and even for conversational skills in English. The three tips I'm going to show you today will help you have more clarity, will help you have more fluency, and will help you have more confidence. Thank you so much for joining me. And as always, remember to go to TanyaSuarez.com lead to download your free audio training, The Three Essentials of American Leadership Communication. Because understanding the cultural mindset of communication is exactly what you need at this level. You've worked really hard to get the language. Now you need the communication, the connection skills. And a lot of that has to do with cultural differences. I think it's really fun to explore. And for you, it's incredibly useful to keep working on your next level fluency. And the presentation skills that we're going to work on today, again, as a leader, your public speaking skills are crucial. But I like to think of it as your communication skills, because as soon as I say public speaking, most people tense up, or they assume, I'm not giving a TED talk yet. I don't need public speaking skills. But public speaking, in the business context, in the corporate context, and especially in the leadership context, everything you do is public speaking. And everything that you do in public leads to your executive presence. So this is something that I want you to take. If you feel defensive about it, take this more seriously and don't be so overwhelmed, because part of it is you might not like giving presentations in your native language. So you're definitely not going to like doing it in English. So if that's the case for you, we want to let go of those old connections and create a new mindset. And that's a big part of what we're doing today. And if you're great at public speaking in your native language and you feel you're not as good in English, that's going to lead to a lot of insecurity, maybe some imposter syndrome, and it doesn't feel good. So the mindset shifts that we're going to work on today are also going to help you feel like you can be that elevated self in English. Now, the first thing I want you to consider is to present is kind of toxic. Even though it's called a presentation, what we want to do is we actually want to share. Because when we present, we just give. And when we're focused on giving, what that does is when you're creating the presentation, and as a non-native speaker, when you're preparing for presenting, this is where I find I really want to help you optimize your process. Because when you are presenting, you think about yourself. You think about the information you want to give. But I actually want you to shift that mindset. Forget the word presentation. I also find that that causes a lot of anxiety. Instead, I want you to think about it as sharing, mentoring, whatever trigger word you need that makes you feel more confident. For me, sharing has been the most successful with my clients and with myself. Because when I do these presentations every week, and I've been doing this for years, and I'm streaming live on three different platforms. So I present live to usually thousands of people at the same time. And if you're following me on Instagram, you see me prepare before. Oh, I have to take deep breaths and calm down, because even as a seasoned public speaker and a native speaker, I still have to moderate my anxiety and my excitement. And part of what really helped me make that turn and what's helped me now coach my clients with presentation skills is shifting your mindset to sharing. Because when you share, you're no longer creating and focusing on yourself, what you look like, what you want to give. When you're sharing, you really have to think about the other person. And whether that's an executive board or one other person or your team, you really have to put yourself in the mindset of who's sitting in those chairs in front of me and what do they need from me. So then your content creation, your preparation, even your energy is very different. And it can be intimidating, especially if you're in a position where you have to present to people who you might think are either smarter than you, maybe you're intimidated by their level of English, their credentials, whatever it is that's messing with your confidence, even at the executive level. I have executives that I work with that they still feel self-conscious because they have to present to their directors who have very specialized knowledge, and they feel like they get overwhelmed by that. And that's okay. It's a natural reaction. But I want you to remember that, and it's what I feel for myself when I'm working with clients who are so much smarter than me in their particular field, but I have to remind myself, I am the expert when it comes to what I'm presenting. And so that fills me with that confidence of, I admire and respect their knowledge, but I'm presenting for a reason. And they need what I have to give. And so I have to give it in a way that they can perceive it, that they can benefit from it. And so whether you're giving a presentation to other directors, you have to keep in mind, okay, because I have a client who is in a really specialized department. And so when he has to give the presentations to all the other directors and the executives, he would overcomplicate it and really talk about his specialty in a way that even though everybody else in their seats were PhD level scientists that were brilliant at their department, they were not proficient in his particular department of biology. So it didn't work. And so we had to really craft the presentations of, okay, I am not presenting to people who are specialists in my field. How can I present my updates in a way that they still can benefit and it makes the meeting relevant? So when you're sharing, it helps to always focus on the person receiving the information. And I find that if you think of presenting, you're always focused on how you look and what happens here, which is important as well. But when it comes to preparation, it kills it because then you focus more on memorization, you focus more on scripting. Whereas when you're sharing, you're more confident about your knowledge and what you're sharing to the group or to the whoever your audience is. And so your preparation becomes less about memorization and more about connection. And that's a different kind of English. It's also a different kind of part of you that gets activated. You're more focused on your personality and you're more focused on the connection versus having perfect English. So I think this can really help you improve your skills. Now, the second thing I want you to focus on is we're not going to over-explain anymore. As a non-native speaker, I find that a lot of people think that they have to over-explain, and there are a couple of reasons for this. And I was just talking with someone about this last week, depending on your cultural background. So if you come from a cultural background that tends to be more flowery, more descriptive, where the value is on the journey and then presenting the destination, depending on what your cultural communication habits are, you might be doing that in a presentation. And in American English, that doesn't translate like you're hoping it does. That actually makes it feel confusing. It makes it feel like a waste of time. And depending on your energy, it might be perceived as, like, does this person know what they're talking about? Because as Americans, we value bottom line presentations and communication. You want to get to the point first. And then if needed, you can explain the process and the details. And so you're either over-explaining from a cultural perspective, or you might be over-explaining because you're trying to prove yourself. You're trying to make sure that they know that you know enough English. And both of those angles are inefficient. They're not going to help you be an effective communicator. So you need to identify, okay, am I doing it because I'm insecure? Am I doing it because, oh, I didn't realize, you know, where I'm from, that is the way that I normally talk. And so that's the difference between translating, which doesn't take into account cultural nuance, and communicating effectively. This is why I love what I do, because what I do with my clients is we analyze all of this. Why do you speak the way you do? Then we analyze what the weaknesses are, and then we really focus on making the changes. Because if you know why you do it, fixing it and changing it or modifying it and optimizing, it's such a faster process. Okay, and you're going to add value. And what I mean by this is I find that sometimes this is a language thing. It could be because you're a non-native speaker, or it could be because you haven't received presentation training. So you might be doing this in your native language as well. A lot of people overwhelm the pitch deck, right? Or the PowerPoint or whatever you want to call it, the slide. If you notice what I'm doing, I'm also adapting to the way presentations are evolving. And it really is about less visual clutter, less over-explaining, and it's about getting to the point, adding value. I always encourage my clients to think about it this way. If everything I'm saying in the presentation could be emailed and that would be sufficient, they would get everything they need, then you don't need the meeting. If you have control over that, if you're in a position where you have control, then great, just do that. Save your team the time. But if you have to present because it's part of a monthly update or just emailing it is not an option, you need to push yourself to think, what do they need that only I can give them? And so if you're presenting, for example, I tend to work with a lot of CFOs. And I think it's because also in addition to the language, it's that different mindset, the numbers people. And when you get to a position in leadership where you're now explaining numbers things to non-numbers people, it can be a pretty dramatic shift in your mindset and in the language that you choose. And so here, if you're showing a slide with all of the quarter numbers, okay, that's great. If you were to email that to your audience, they'd probably stare at it and think, ugh, what's the point? How am I supposed to interpret these numbers? So that's what I want you to think about. Don't read all of the numbers. Don't read all the data that you're presenting. Instead, figure out how can I, with my expertise, knowing who my audience is, how can I make them understand the value of this information? What's actually important? They don't need to know all the numbers. Does all of that translate to all of these numbers indicate to positive growth this quarter? What action do they need? So what is the action as a result of this information? Does that mean we stay the course? Does that mean we need to invest in more training? Do these numbers reflect that we're going in a trajectory that is not conducive to the high-speed growth we had planned? So you need to interpret what you're presenting in a way that connects the information through your knowledge and expertise and connect to who is in the audience. And that's a game changer because I find that non-native speakers prepare more for presentations than native speakers, and that's understandable. But I find that the mistake is in scripting everything. And so as you're creating the script, simplify it so it's less pressure on you for no memorization, but also now you're processing it differently and now it's a value add. That means you're saving people time, you're earning respect, you're establishing your expertise, and you're using language that is better for you, it's easier for you, and it's easier for them to understand. And the third tip I have for you is we don't want to be robotic anymore. I want you to be more human. And you might think, of course I'm human, Tanya. I know this. Sure, you might. But having analyzed hundreds of leaders and having their videos and seeing them perform in meetings, I can tell you right now that you're probably still coming across as robotic in ways that you might not realize. The first thing is pronunciation and how that impacts your intonation. So when it comes to presentations, if you're just doing everything in a monotone voice with no inflection and everything is articulated beautifully, the pronunciation is perfect, everyone's going to fall asleep. You're going to start seeing like their eyes glaze over. Maybe they're checking their phone and you're going to get nervous. Like, oh, is my English not good enough? It's not your English. It's your presenting. And so what you want to do, you can watch TED Talks. Everybody gets trained to have this very similar cadence, this rhythm. You can watch other videos. You can watch me. Notice how we pause. Notice how sometimes things are said here. And then when the main point comes, the inflection goes up. So this is what I want you to practice. Record yourself. I have my clients do this all the time. They record themselves, send it to me. And I'm like, again, I fell asleep. And just making it silly and like really triggering that, because I find in a leadership position, there's part of you that's competitive and wants to be better. And so challenge yourself, analyze yourself, figure out what is your rhythm doing. At this point, the pronunciation I want you to really focus on are on the high frequency words. What are the words that you have to say because of your position and because of your company? Make sure you master those and then let it go. Because now at this level, I want you to focus on your rhythm and how you connect with people. And presenting in a way with perfect English, but absolutely no focus on rhythm, is incredibly boring. So that's not going to add to your executive presence. People are going to think you're just a robot. You're going to work on your intonation when you're preparing for your presentation. I want you to do it in a way where you're visualizing who the audience is, because I want you to feel it. And then if you're going to present sitting down, practice sitting down. If you're presenting standing up, practice standing up. The physicality of your practice and of your performance is crucial, because if you're practicing and you're just kind of sitting like this and like thinking about it, but then you have to get up in front of 100 people, it's not going to feel the same, and it's not going to connect your preparation in the same way. And you want to also practice not being robotic with your expressions. I do this for these presentations. My wife knows I don't talk an hour before presenting when I do these lives, because I'm usually like walking around because I have a lot of energy. I'll sit in different spaces. I visualize talking to you and to this camera, but I'm not thinking about the camera. I'm thinking about like one person, and that's who I'm talking to, because visualizing that one person who needs me helps me present in a way that feels very authentic and that allows me to think faster and pivot faster. And I'm constant for like the hour before these presentations, I'm just replaying it over and over my head. And I'm not replaying, and I share the visualization with you for a reason, because if I were to just replay my slides and what I want to say, then I'm memorizing. Instead, I really genuinely, I don't tell you to do anything that I haven't tried. I really visualize connecting. I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk to this one person. I know that Christos has this issue, thinking of one of my clients, and I want to help him be better. And so what would I tell him about being more human, less robotic? What would I tell him? So then the advice is better. The value add is better. The communication is clear. It's crisp. It gets to the point, because I know then I also think he's busy. He's got to get back to work. I need to make sure that I deliver this value in a way that I can do it and make him better with the 20 minutes that I have. And whether you have a 5-minute presentation, an hour presentation, you have the most amazing thing someone can give you, whether they're forced to give it to you or they want to be there. You have people's time and attention. The time they're giving to you by being there. The attention you have to work harder to earn. And that's where being more human, moving your hands, making sure your face is relaxed, record yourself practicing, figure out what you're doing. Because sometimes what we think we're doing, it's kind of like when we're dancing. You might think you're dancing wonderfully and look really cool, and then you see a recording of yourself and you're like, really, that's what I look like? So sometimes what our brain is telling us we look like is not what we actually look like. And that can be very powerful. Instead of scripting and memorizing, you're going to get more out of your professional development, out of your English development, if you practice and record yourself. Because what's going to happen is you're going to make mistakes, and you have to force yourself to practice. If I make that mistake during the presentation, how do I perform through it? How do I keep going? Whereas when you're scripting and memorizing, you don't have that. And so when it happens in real life, you feel completely unprepared and your confidence is killed. And then you lose the magic. If you're interested in one-on-one coaching, I have a leadership communication program. I really encourage you to apply, because this will help you take your communication skills and your confidence to the next level. And of course, remember to get your free audio training, The 3 Essentials of American Leadership Communication. And thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, breathe. Make sure you're always coming from a calm, confident space. And then remember that you don't have to fix everything at once. So I encourage you, and this is what I do with my clients, I want to fix everything for them, but that is overwhelming. Instead, pick one thing per week. Create that week. If this week is going to be presentation skills, you're watching this video. You're doing the tips that I'm giving you. Go look up more videos on YouTube. Record yourself. Actually do it. If you don't have a presentation coming up, do an old one. If you don't have an old one, create one that you think you might use in the future. And as you're working on that, you're also working on then identifying, here's some words that I don't feel comfortable pronouncing. You're going to work on that. You're going to realize, I get really anxious. I need to work on being calm, maybe doing some meditations, maybe doing some like breath work. I always do 3-2-1. So by focusing on one skill, not even a skill, because I don't want you to work on all your presentation skills. I want you to work on one presentation. But by doing this kind of really niche optimized practice, you're improving so many things, including your fluency, your pronunciation, your leadership skills, that this is a lot more effective, because you're not a student anymore. You don't have a 4-year program where you're going to learn the basics of what you need to thrive in your position. You have to have a different kind of training that's going to help you always get exponential growth. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. Let me know in the comments where you're from, what other topics I can make videos for and trainings for to help you, because I am here to help you and take your English to the next level. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.